Thousands of Palestinian mourners have attended the funerals of Rubin al-Abid, Yunus Jahjouh, and Jihad Aslam, who were killed by Israeli forces in the Qalandia refugee camp in the occupied West Bank early Monday morning.
The refugee camp is always targeted by occupation forces. One of the martyrs has four children. He works for the UN here in the camp and was on his way to work when he was killed. The other two were leaving dawn prayers and did not even participate in clashes with the Israeli forces, but they were killed in cold blood.
Armed Israeli forces raided the Qalandia refugee camp after dawn prayers to arrest several Palestinians allegedly wanted by Israel. The Palestinians in the camp then attempted to deter the Israeli forces by throwing stones at the military vehicles. Israeli forces shot and killed three Palestinians and wounded over 40, six of whom are said to be in critical condition.
Israeli forces did not use gas canisters or rubber-coated bullets. The forces that entered the camps were not regular army, but were special forces. Most of the injuries were above the belly. There were barely any injuries from the waist down. They apparently had orders to shoot and injure or kill.
A Palestinian official has reportedly claimed that a negotiations meeting which was scheduled in the Palestinian city of Jericho on Monday evening was cancelled by the Palestinian Authority after the incident. But many Palestinians say that's not enough.
The Israelis are using these negotiations as a cover to kill our people, confiscate our land, and desecrate our places of worship. The National and Islamic Forces issued a statement today demanding that the Palestinian Authority stop these useless negotiations, since there is no Palestinian national consensus to give the PA legitimacy to negotiate in the name of the people.
Palestinian youth then went to the Israeli checkpoint set up in Qalandia and clashed with Israeli forces.
Palestinian resistance fighters have vowed revenge for the killing of three people in the Qalandia refugee camp at the hands of Israeli forces. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Qalandia.